Black leaders respond to Gillibrand, abortion is racist, not pro-life judges. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 14, 2019. Black leaders responded to the statement by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand that judges who would not uphold Roe v. Wade are akin to being racist by reminding the 2020 Democrat hopeful it is her party that has embraced abortion, which has ended the lives of more black babies than those of any other race. Evangelist Elvita King, director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, said she is up in arms after hearing Gillibrand's comments during an interview with the Des Moines Register, in which the senator from New York compared pro-life beliefs to racism. Abortion is racist, King said on a Priests for Life podcast. It takes the lives of the most vulnerable part of the human population, that is an innocent human being in the womb, with no representation legally. In a press statement, King called on Gillibrand to apologize for comparing pro-life individuals to racists. In the interview, Gillibrand said, "I will only appoint judges and justices who see Roe v. Wade as settled precedent because it is. It is the law of the land. It has been for over 30 years," the Democrat senator added. "And the truth is, woman reproductive freedom should not be an ideological or political issue. I think it's an issue of basic human rights. The baby is not her body," responded King, observing the mother and her unborn baby are two separate lives. "The contributions of chromosomes from both parents of the child in the womb make the baby a distinct person. Where is the lawyer for the baby? How can the dream survive if we murder our children?" Like many black leaders, King observed that Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger was a consultant to the Ku Klux Klan, and a terrible racist, a genocidal eugenicist. "In promoting the sanctity of all human life from the womb to the tomb as racist, Senator Gillibrand is revealing her true colors," the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. added. "She is supporting abortion, one of the most heinous forms of racism that exists. Abortion kills the weakest members of our human race, babies in the womb. A woman's reproductive rights should never include the death of an innocent human being." Burgess Owens, a former NFL Super Bowl champion who played with the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders, told Breitbart News it is curious that Democrats like Gillibrand, who claim to be concerned about racism, have also made access to abortion at the core of black community happiness. "This same love for black women grants them abortion priority over every other race, and, in particular, white women. Though blacks represent 13% of the American population, black women represent 40% of those who abort their babies. This prioritization has resulted in the black race being the first in New York City history to experience a population in which more black babies were aborted than born alive. It has been estimated that close to 20 million black babies have been aborted since 1973, which represents 40% of the present black population." King said slaves and unborn babies have in common the fact that both have little or no say over whether they will live or die. According to Senator Gillibrand's reasoning, "all of us who are black and pro-life are racists," the evangelist continued. "How ridiculous and shameful. After surviving 400 years of slavery and racism in America, we deserve more than abortion."